Jesse, Jalas, and Claire Burns are looking for love.
Jesse, Claire, you're beautiful, you're funny. How could you be single? And we said,
things are going well. It's going to be good. We're good?
No such thing as love.
Hello, and welcome to No Such Thing as Love. I'm Claire Burns.
And I'm Jesse Jalas, and you're listening.
How you doing?
Oh my god, so good.
What a day. I love that. I love that.
And how are you? What a,
well, I'm good. I'm tired.
Well,
which, you know, for no reason whatsoever except for just being tired all the time.
I mean, I'm tired too.
I know.
I was just yawning. But the reason I was yawning is because my body's been like, I have a great idea. Let's get up at 6 a.m. And
yeah, I don't understand that.
I also don't get it, but I am riding the wave because it's great in the morning. Then around 3, I'm like, why did
it's horrible this time of day.
Yeah. But you know what?
But you're here.
I'm here. Thank you for knowing. And I'm happy and we're all here. And here and we are. All...
Oh my God. So I did something that we have talked about for literal years.
I can't.
Literal years. I finally did it.
What?
I went to a Cuddlist.
Oh,
can you believe?
My...
Everyone, can you believe? I mean, it's been 2 years at least. I can't remember exactly.
Over
when
2 years.
Yeah. When we had Adam Lippin, who started, I mean, there's a lot of different groups or services. I don't know. But he came on the podcast and talked about his business, Cuddlist.
Absolutely.com.
And I, remembering back to that recording, I think we both went into it like, this is weird, whatever. Yeah. You know, we'll talk about it. It's no big deal. But then by the end of it, we were like, holy shit, we have to be cuddled.
We have to
like
be
immediately.
Yeah, absolutely.
But of course, neither of us did it. I think we looked at it, but I think at the time I wanted to have a male cuddlist because I don't understand hetero platonic cuddling. Like that is something that would never happen in my life.
Yeah.
And so I wanted that just to kind of help with just, you know, sex issues, if you will, or like understanding that touch can be just friendly and
Absolutely.
Comforting. Yeah. And they had like two guys on there or like three guys at the time. And two of them were like 20s. And I was like, I simply can't. I simply can't. If I feel like they could literally be my child, I can't.
I didn't sign up for that.
No. And then there was an older dude that gave me a bit of the heebie-jeebies.
Right.
So I didn't do it. And I think the same for you, right? Didn't you want a male?
Well, I was like, yeah, I'll get a guy. And then I was like, but what's going to happen is we're going to fall in love.
Well, you're both going to fall in love. And that's what, not just you. Yeah.
No, of course. He's going to, I mean, how could he not be taking it back?
I know.
So essentially then I was on it like a dating app and I was like, none of these guys are right for me. So
missing the entire point of it.
Yeah. And honestly, like, I think that maybe some of the physical blocks I had.
You've worked out in a different way.
I've worked out in a different way because I wasn't letting myself get touched at any
period.
Point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But for you, I think, it was a different.
We had different things we were working on
right.
at the time when he came on years ago.
So did you get a man?
So no. So, well, leading up to why I went back on, I've realized that, I mean, obviously we're starved for touch. At least I am.
Absolutely.
From, you know, maybe people who have people in their lives are less starved. But over this past year, I've hooked up, I've seen people, whatever, but those have also been sexual. And then I see friends on the occasion, but not as frequently as I used to. And I also realized how, like, my old sketch group and old, like, just being at the theater where we were, you know, it's like you hug people. I was hugging people all the damn time and like holding on
with
to people.
COVID,
like,
now you don't hug.
Well, I don't see people as much.
Well,
I mean,
you
I would
don't
be
see
around
people.
Groups of people at least weekly. And so like in rehearsal, I could lean on someone's shoulder or like what, you know, it's like I could satiate that craving when a lot of times because there were at least people around me.
Yes.
But I don't have that anymore. Right.
Right.
So we're not doing that. So and I'm only seeing a friend at a time or whatever. And like while I do hug and I do touch, I don't.
It's different.
So I realize that. I mean, I've just been. I have felt more isolated and lonely.
Yeah.
Recently than I have in a long time. And I think it's just a little bit of everything. You know, it's just like general depression.
Yeah.
that I'm working on. But also just from the last year and just like uncertainty and not having as much work and whatever. So I was feeling very isolated and it just came back into my brain. I was like, hey.
Absolutely.
What if you paid someone to hold you?
Because sometimes it's like you get a massage, but that's not the same thing.
I love a massage.
I also love a massage. But it's not
but
the
it's
same
different.
Thing.
It's
and I don't know. It's like, honestly, there's something about being held. This is my problem with it. I just have trouble when somebody does that, not saying, well, we love each other.
Well, that's part of the thing, right? It's like going in and being like, there are no expectations. We truly are to be in this moment, just touching with no expectation, with nothing behind the touch, you know, like just as humans needing connection. You know,
and I have a question. Do they just like cuddle you or do you cuddle back? Like,
so that's to be determined. So
absolutely.
So when I remembered this, I said, okay, let's go back on this on Cuddlist.
Yes.
And there are fewer people than before, of course, because I think, you know, people have left or whatever.
Sure.
The one guy who gave me the heebie-jeebies is still on there.
Well,
and
good.
I said, okay, we're not going to worry about male or female at this point because I just need like
touch.
Connection.
Touch.
So I read through like a couple of the descriptions and like reviews, testimonials,
absolutely.
If you will. And so I found this one woman who seemed of similar age, maybe slightly older. And I just really liked her description. And it was like, just the way that she was going about it. And she was like, I really look at the whole spiritual side of it and like the comfort and how we need that connection is just as important to our mental and physical health as like nutrients, you know,
right.
And all these things. So I really like just her, the way she described her approach and the reason why she does it.
Yeah.
And so then, you like send a request. And then she emailed me like, okay, so these are the standard things. You also have to send me a current picture and a description of yourself. And then you have to, and then you can schedule through this link. And then these are all of the rules. Like,
what are the rules?
So one of the rules, so she was also saying that because it depends on whether they come to you or you go to them.
Interesting.
Right. And so she was saying in her, she was like, I'm not doing during this time, I'm not going to people's homes. So you do need to come to me.
Okay.
And I'm only seeing low risk vaccinated people.
Okay.
And so, and then one of the rules once you schedule and all of that is that you have to bring a change of clothes, something that's very comfortable. Which I think is so smart because it's like,
jeans.
She doesn't want first of all, and you've been on the train or you've been in a cab or something. So it's like, so bring like pajamas or
absolutely.
Something, like bring something very comfortable, whatever. So I sent, I was able to schedule in the, like 2 days later, which was lovely.
Yeah.
And then I sent a description about how I just essentially what I was saying, like I have realized I don't touch as frequently as I have. And I'm, you know, I want to have that physical connection.
Yeah.
And I also don't understand platonic touch.
Absolutely.
That continues for a long period of time, you know, over but beyond a nice hug and a holding of the arm or something. And so, yeah, so we went back and forth a little bit, sent her a picture, you know, to make sure all of that kind of stuff. So then, so I told her, because she responded, you know, we had a brief back and forth, and I told her I was so nervous, and I felt it. Like, I was so nervous. I was like, what am I doing? More nervous than I've ever been for a date.
I know.
More nervous, because this is so foreign.
Well, 100%. First of all, signing up for a Cuddlist, I'm like, I'm going to be murdered. There's no greater way to be murdered. Then after the murder's gone, it's like, for some reason, for me.
For you.
There's something humiliating about cuddling.
But why?
What's funny is if someone said, I don't know, okay? Like, if somebody said to me,
it seems weird. It's a weird thing in my mind.
Yeah. Like, also, I dated this? So many guys that are like, I don't cuddle. Like,
of course.
And then you're like, okay. But then when somebody does, you're like, wait, I feel like literally safe and loved.
Yeah.
And then they ghost you. But the point is, I think you're right. But there's something just, I think it might be a very different type of vulnerable, but a true.
Absolutely.
A true vulnerable.
Well, that's the thing. It's like when we were children. We were cuddled.
I wasn't cuddled as a child. Well, and that's exactly why I'm weird about it. I mean, I'm telling you, first of all, my parents just pecked. That's all I ever saw. And no one touched anyone ever.
Yeah.
Maybe you got a hug. Maybe.
Yeah.
But I mean, I never, like, my mother playing with my hair never happened. Somebody rubbing my back or something.
No,
never
not
happened.
Even when you were sick.
No, it was the worst when I was sick.
Oh, my God.
They'd be like, you're lying. Get in the car. Then I'd throw up in the car. And then we'd come back home. And then, So I never had cuddling. And that is sad to say.
I'm sad. It's really sad.
So that's why I'm weird about it. Because I never had it.
It's foreign to
so
you.
So as an adult, when someone would just touch me, I'd be like, whoa.
Whoa,
like
what are you doing?
Yeah. I was frightened by it.
Well, it's even more, touch is only sexual then for you.
Correct.
Yeah. That's interesting. Although I feel like you're not so, like, we hug, we get, you know, like.
Yes.
You're not so,
It isn't as much there anymore now that I've worked through some of the stuff.
You know,
with that and the touch that I'm not as like, it was just scary to me before.
Right.
And now I'm not as scared by it. And I find it like fun and exciting and also kind. Like
it's
I like to touch a friend when to be kind.
Yeah.
You know, because I know what it feels like when someone just like touches your back.
I know. Right.
You know,
it's such a lovely feeling.
It's really beautiful.
Well, that just reminds me of a few years ago when I felt lonely at a time. What a foreign, you know, concept. I remember there was the deli guy that I would see all the time because I would just go buy shit. And he reached his hand out to touch me. And I remember feeling my body like going towards his hand, like out of such desperation.
Oh,
like, I need that touch so bad.
Wow.
And I clocked it. And I was like, wow, I do need touch. But at the time, this, first of all, cuddlist and cuddlers was not really a thing. And also, I had more access to people and friends at the time.
Right.
But anywho, so yes. So nervous as hell.
Absolutely.
Thankfully, she lives not too far away. She lives
wonderful.
Uptown. So I was able to take the train. So here's the other thing.
Yeah.
This is not a cheap. Now, people were different costs depending on how long they've done it or whatever, I guess. And some are like certified or verified or whatever. Some are like in training, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
There are all sorts of levels to this.
Absolutely.
I'm sure they're all self-imposed, but nonetheless. So it is $100 an hour.
Right.
Okay.
Listen. Yeah.
But this is more. Now, granted, a massage is more physical for them, but this is more intimate than
that,
you know?
The thing is, the question is, how did you feel after? Because then it will answer if it justifies the cost.
It's everything, right?
Yeah.
So we'll get there. So I show up. I'm nervous as hell. I'm sure. Like, I can't stop talking. I'm talking so fast. It's just like, hey, oh, hi. Oh, I love your aesthetic. Oh, this Absolutely. Is a beautiful print. Like,
Where'd you get it? IKEA. I would have never.
I love it. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love your aesthetic. All of this is so pretty. Whatever. So she was very calm.
She has to be.
And almost too calm and almost made me very nervous sure. because she was very quiet. And I was like, okay, I'll just fill the space. It's no big deal. So she first, like before I even really came in, she was like, go ahead and change. So I like went into the bathroom and changed, Absolutely. Put on my, you know, PJs. And then came out and we sat on her couch. And again, I was still talking very much. I was very quick with all my talking. And so I told her, I was like, I'm so nervous. And it felt good to
say it. Just say
just
it.
Just fucking say
it's it. It's not like she didn't know.
No, there's no way she didn't. I wasn't being cool about it at all. And she was like, okay, so let's talk a little bit more about why you need this, whatever. And so again, just articulate what I said before. And I was like, I don't know what I want. I don't know what I need. I just, this idea really, spoke I was to drawn you. To this idea right now.
Yes.
So I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I want to spoon or to whatever. And she was like, here's the thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. We can start sitting in one thing. Like, if you don't know, then we'll just start with a casual, like, cuddle.
Cuddle,
And then you say, if you want to change or if something comes to mind, like, oh, I kind of want to try this or whatever, just say it. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, this is why you're here.
Right.
So then she was, because she has two cats, and first of all, they're beautiful cats. They were
love that.
Like Bengal cats or whatever.
Ah.
The ones that like the gorgeous markings, whatever. So they were very sweet. They were very cute. But we went into her second bedroom. Like, she has a guest room.
Wow.
And she, to like lay down.
Absolutely.
Comfortably. And she doesn't let the cats in there because of
some people have allergies. So
we go into this room and like close the door, which also felt just very strange.
Of course. Of course.
But again, I did love her aesthetic. So I was talking to her about all sorts of things I was seeing. I was like, wait, oh, I love this. Oh, this bed's fab, you know. So I was like, what do I do? So she was like, okay, why don't you just like lay down and I will put my head on your chest and like, and put my arm over. So then I was, it was like my neck was up. I was stiff as a board. I've never been so stiff. It was so bizarre. And so then she like put her head, you know, on my shoulder. Yeah. And then she was like kind of gently touching my arm.
That's
just like
lovely.
Soothe.
Yeah.
It was like soothing. I was so hyper aware of it though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So we talked the whole time.
I love that. Absolutely. Yes. That'll help.
I was like, are we going to watch like a movie?
Yeah,
like,
I don't know. What do you do?
I don't know. And I don't know if I want to sit in silence. I'm sure if you want to, that's what you can do. But I was not comfortable to sit there in silence. So we talked about different healing practices and different. She was telling me stories. I was sharing. So we truly sat or laid in that position for about 45 minutes.
Wow.
And my body wasn't feeling great, but I was getting anxious about saying, I want to move. Like, I couldn't, like, I got to the point where I, like, when she first laid down or first, like, made contact, if you will, I was like, oh, this is a weird feeling, but we're chill. We're cool. You touch people all the time, Claire. Like,
it's
not weird. But again, it is a stranger. But then I did get more relaxed with her for sure. Obviously, her sitting there and like we're talking and like every once in a while we'd look, like I'd look down to make eye contact or whatever. It was interesting because I was hyper aware and I was realizing that I think it's one of those, like, if you don't use it, you lose it kind of things. I think if I had done this a year and a half, 2 years ago, I would not have been as nervous.
Yeah.
But I think because I just truly don't, I'm not that close with anyone for that period of time. So I was also like checking in with myself and all of that. So there were a few moments where I was like, I couldn't move. Like,
I would like to even.
This, someone say, I'm even uncomfortable. Like,
yeah.
So, but she, I think she felt it. She knew. And so she was like, do you want to change positions? And I was like, absolutely. So,
yeah.
And then we essentially flipped, like, where she was laying down and I put my head on her shoulder and chest. Okay. And then, but it was, I was more awkward with that because then I was laying on my left arm, just like flat, you know?
Yeah,
and then it was like, I had my right arm over her, but I wasn't like touching or moving or it was just kind of like, and
dead. It was
there.
A dead. Yeah.
It was dead. So, but we continued talking, it was lovely. And then she does have a big clock up there, which was nice. Cause then it was kind of like, okay, we know it's time. Yeah, it's time. And so then when it was time, I like sat up and I said, I really enjoyed that, but I was aware the entire time.
Yeah.
Like, I want to do this again. I want to be more comfortable with that because I think that would just, it's me getting back into my body, essentially, right?
Absolutely.
Like, becoming more in tune with the body. So,
and ask yourself what feels good. Like, I always know when someone like does this to my forearms for some reason,
like gently scratches. And
it's like good
rubs.
Night.
Yeah,
I mean that is how.
Yeah.
Or like when someone plays with my hair.
And that's
hair.
What she was doing. Yeah.
Oh.
That's what she was doing when she was on me.
That's good. Did you like that?
I did, but then at first I started to move my hand, like, because I thought, would that be soothing for me to like gently rub her arm? And I was like, no, it feels uncomfortable for me. But I did like it when she was just softly touching my arm.
So
it
see,
was
that's
soothing.
Good, right? What are the soothing touches or places?
Right.
Some people like you know, your back.
Yeah.
Scratch.
So I think I want to, something that I thought about afterwards, I was like, I could sit, like, I wouldn't mind putting my head, like, on her lap.
Yeah.
Like, was she sitting up?
Yeah.
And like, and then touching my, because I feel like that's a very,
what
like,
a dream.
Maternal,
that's a,
absolutely. Right? Like, that's a soothing.
That is what I saw in the movies.
Yes.
And I thought, why isn't that happening to me?
Right. But I also like, I mean, certainly that can happen in a relationship, but I know mom would do that when I was younger and didn't feel well. Like,
boom.
I'd put my head on her, you know? So it's like that kind of soothing and comforting feeling. And then also like spooning. Like being the little spoon, you know, like
you
feeling hugged.
Little.
Yes. Right?
You could. So, then you'd have to look at them. What I would do if it were me, I know, is I would ask for music.
Yeah.
And I would.
She did have music on. She had music
good.
On.
And I would like probably close my eyes.
Yeah. I think that there's that's a step for me to reach.
To close
like,
your eyes.
Or just to not talk and be in the moment.
Yeah, because I think even how you were saying, I was so aware. It's like, that's why
aware.
I would have to close my eyes.
Yeah.
Just so I can be like, okay.
And
then your body will know what feels good too.
Well, I think the first like 20 so minutes, my eyes were closed.
Ah, okay.
But then as I started feeling more comfortable, I was opening my eyes and like looking at her like when we were having more, like when we were connecting more about stories, or I'd be like, wow, that's so crazy. You know, like she was telling me about how her dad like was healed from this healer, blah, blah, blah. You know, so it was like, wow. So
you're definitely not hosting. That's important to remember.
I'm not hosting, which is also very weird for me.
But I think you see it as powering, right? You are a client.
Yeah.
You know? And so like.
But I think that there was also a. That was also a challenge to go into a situation that I didn't know what I was doing in.
Truly, truly.
Because that's part of the hosting, right? Like
absolutely.
I can at least, I know how to lead this. I know
absolutely.
How to, you know, whatever. And I couldn't, I was completely ignorant as to what I was doing. And, you know, I couldn't pretend. I could not fake my way through it. It was like, I just had to verbalize, I don't know what I'm doing and I'm nervous as hell, which was also a good thing for me to do in general.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So I felt, so it felt good. It felt good. I know I have a way to go with it, a ways to go. But like afterwards, I just, we both just kind of sat on the bed for a minute. It wasn't like, all right, bye. You know, it was, so that was nice. We finished talking a little bit about like her upcoming schedule and all of that, you know? And so then it was like, okay, great. So we walked back down towards the bathroom and one of her cats had closed the bathroom door behind him. And so he had destroyed the bathroom. Like she had this glass thing that was shattered. Like we were not that far away, but we didn't hear any of it. But I guess it was like two closed doors and a room in between.
Oh my God.
The cat had like, she was in front of me and she was like, and I was like, oh my God, what happened? Oh my God, what did I do? Because I had left my stuff in there. So I was like, oh my God, what happened? So then she like opened up and the cat was like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, like, of course. The cat's always like, oh, I knew the door would open. But when I thought it couldn't, I did destroy everything.
Destroyed everything. Yeah. But it was like the toilet paper was everywhere. I mean, it was just chaos. But what was crazier was like we didn't hear any of it. I was like, what great soundproofing. Yeah. So anywho, so
maybe I
felt
horrible. Maybe I was relaxed.
I know, maybe I was. But I did feel horrible about that. And I was like, should I not have left my stuff? Like, whatever. I didn't know. And she was like, no, he gets in here. She was like, sometimes he'll do that, but I hear him.
Right.
Because she's just in the other room or whatever, you know, but because we were behind another closed door.
Right.
So anyway, I felt bad about that. But she was like, okay, just watch the glass as you get changed back into, you know, street clothes. So yeah, so it was good. It was really, it was just interesting. It wasn't like, it was learning more about me.
Well, that's all
it was, you know, like it wasn't a massage where I physically felt better necessarily.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't feel better physically.
I felt good. I'm not going to say that I had, because I think it was a test of seeing how I was feeling of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I wasn't like releasing anything necessarily. But it was soothing.
Maybe
but I feel
it'll
like I've
be
got
more
work
soothing.
To do.
Yeah, I think it'll be more soothing when you know what feels like.
Exactly.
If she had played with your hair for 45 minutes, like I think you'd feel differently.
Well, now I know. So now when I see her again, which I do want to see her again, I feel more comfortable about saying, okay, I want to start it with my head in your lap. Like I just had no idea. Going
100%.
In before. So she is traveling until the end of the month. So, which, you know, this is not a cheap habit. So it's okay if I wait for another
Absolutely.
Month before
we love
I
that
see
for
her again. But yeah, can you believe? So I am so glad I didn't. And I want to do it again. But again, it wasn't like, oh, I feel wonderful after. Because that wasn't necessarily, it felt good to connect and that I needed. I needed to just be calm for as calm as I could be. I wasn't that calm.
Well, yeah.
But it felt, it was what I wanted, but
you
I know how it can be better. Yeah.
Now you can enjoy and
Absolutely.
The thing can heal, right? But the first time is going to be really scary. I mean,
it's
as
just
you'll
figuring
recall,
out what it is.
As you'll recall, there was a man who said to me, it's like you're always in an invisible coffin.
Absolutely.
And sometimes we are in those coffins.
We are in those coffins.
And
just our space, our bubble.
Exactly. This is my bubble.
Don't touch me.
And like when we're done, it's like, and I go to my bubble.
Yes.
You know, that's just who I was. And sometimes I'm hopefully never going to go back there. But it's sometimes in a situation, right? When you feel comfortable, but when you don't, it's like you might go into an invisible coffin.
Yeah.
And, you know, then you just slowly come out of that coffin.
Yes. Thank you so much. What's interesting is that, like, I'm so free with my body when it comes to sexual touch.
Here's the thing, Claire. I'm going to say it because I nailed it.
You nailed it. What
I
is
know
it?
It. It's because you are a giver.
I'm
and
a giver.
You like to, you feel comfortable when you are giving.
100%.
That is
100%.
And so with this, it's so uncomfortable for you because you are only supposed to receive.
Receive. I don't understand that.
Claire. And that
it hurts. It physically was like, you're uncomfortable. You're uncomfortable. You're uncomfortable.
I mean, that,
that's fully what it is.
I have to tell you, that's what it is. Because I mean,
hate to break it to you, but just, that's exactly
what it is.
That's what
it is. With I've seen it time and time again, even in our own relationship. It's like when
I
you
give,
receive,
I do not receive,
it is like you go into an invisible coffin and it's hard to understand what's happened. Why has it happened?
Why is it happening? It's receiving.
It's receiving. So sex makes sense to you because you're giving, if not hosting. And like,
so.
You know what I mean? So in any sort of interaction where you're just receiving, it's very difficult for you.
It's very difficult. It so is. This is not only
this is
a
really
benefit
great.
Of helping, but I think this is a very good thing to help me just
receive. This is a break. This will be a huge breakthrough.
Because there were moments when, like when I switched over and I was sitting on her, like my head was resting on her chest. I was like, should I rub her arm? Like, would that feel good to her?
No.
And then I said, no, do you want to? No, don't do it. So
there is a practice
in this of just like, of just receiving.
Claire.
I mean, I'm paying for it, but it's just receiving.
But remember, that's part of it, right? Is like, I mean, I think that'll
make
help
it transactional.
Make it transactional. It is. Yeah. You're paying for it. I'm not paying to stroke this woman. I am paying her to literally stroke me.
Right.
And stroke might be a weird way to say what I'm saying. But like, play,
but
you
either
know,
way.
But like, that's what it is. And it's like, if you did feel calm by stroking, fine. Then
different.
I would say that's allowed. But,
but
if you're doing it to make
her feel comfortable, I would have only done it for that. And
exactly.
I tried a little bit at the beginning to be like, is this something and I was like, no, I'm too conscious of it. I'm too I'm too aware of it. And I'm not finding enjoyment out of it. So
correct. So this
is a new thing for me.
I love it.
Thank you so much.
About the talking.
Yeah, that's going to be next.
That'll be next. Well, part of it, remember, I think it's okay if it makes you feel good.
Well, I needed it the first time.
You needed it the first time.
Sure.
But maybe when you're just accepting. Yeah.
Yeah. I also just got to know her a little bit better. Like,
which
I
makes
was
you
just,
feel better. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And then she emailed me a link of like all these links of things that we had talked about. Whoa. Like, it was so nice. For her to do that. So I think the talking was necessary, but that is something I would like to be able to do is just to relax in that moment with her, with music, and not feel like I have to have conversation.
You know
like,
what you should do next time?
Ah.
Because you have this much time to think about it.
Yeah.
Is when you schedule next time, I think it'd be a really great idea to email her what you want.
100%.
And that way, A, she already knows and you can't get like nervous in the moment and kind of be like, or we could talk.
Right.
And I could stroke your hair. You know what I
mean?
Right.
Exactly.
But you're I've decided like I'd like to do this. And then even
this
if you say in it,
on.
I'd love to just listen to the music. Like, and you might even say, I put in parentheses, like, that's going to be hard for me, but I'm really trying to. She'll be like, of course.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What a gift.
Can you believe?
I'm so proud of you.
I know. I wish I could do it sooner. Now she's out of town, so I can't. But I wish just because I want to continue working on this. But I think it'll be good over time.
Yes,
also, what money do I have to do this? But,
well,
but it's like therapy. It's therapy.
I'm like, literally right now, I'm like, next time we hang out, we should just like rotate around and I'll just like touch your hair and like do
it's
things.
It's
going to
be so,
so
weird.
No, I don't think it'll be weird with me. But
no, I don't
think
it'll be weird with you. Yeah. I just think it'll be, I'll just be hyper aware. But here's what's interesting. It's like growing up, going to an all-girls summer camp, like we would, it's truly an adulthood thing because like in the summer, it's like we would lay on top of each other. Like there was no concern. Like I was very physical when I was younger in a platonic way. Like always, just like and young theater kids, let's be honest, you know, we're all over each other all the time. But I think just...
Except for me, who walked around in an invisible coffin.
I know, right? But I think it's just as I've gotten older and more isolated. And then, of course, this past year, you know, just obviously for all of us. So this is a wonderful...
But I'm saying even right now, it's like, no, try to figure out like what areas feel good or positions when you lie down feel good or, you know, like, why not even try it out? So next time you have more and more information and then you can just be like, because for me, it would be somebody doing the forearm,
scratching your forearm. Yeah.
And then like playing with my hair or touching my head.
I do like playing with the hair. I think there is something. I think for sure I want to put my head in her lap because there's a maternal thing of that. And that's obviously lacking. So
it sounds like also a safety. That's for sure. That sounds like a position of safety for you.
Safety and comfort.
And comfort.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So anyhow, big, big moment.
Honey, big week.
Big week. And her cat destroyed her bathroom the same night. So, you know,
she'll
what a
never
fun time.
Forget you.
she'll never forget you
and she'll never.
No.
And then we love
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Obsessed.
No, it's fun. So anywho, have you been cuddling anyone?
Oh, what a transition.
What a transition.
So last time. So I'll give an update on Mr. Rain.
Mr. Rain.
Because it's fascinating because.
Who apparently is like a reoccurring character in your story.
Yeah, he is.
He is.
Right now he is.
He is.
And I think I told you that his mom was in town.
Right.
For like 11 days. So I didn't think I was going to see him for 11 days or whatever.
Right.
And then like on Tuesday... Which it's interesting. We don't. OK, I'll get to this later, but we don't really text like that much.
Like day to day. How are you? Text, all that kind of
no,
stuff.
No, none okay. of that. Like if he texts me, it's like to figure out when we're seeing each other next type thing, which is fine. But anyhow, so I think on Tuesday he was like, what are you doing? Oh, you were with me. LOL.
LOL. Remember that?
Now I remember. I was trying to remember my day. So I was with Claire. We were painting.
I think that was, we actually recorded last week.
You know what? We actually might have been. Yeah, we were.
We were recording that day.
I almost knocked my tooth out. Can you imagine?
Oh my God. Don't, please don't do that.
We're good. I just smash my tooth into the microphone all the time, you guys.
No. Mm-hmm. Maybe we sit back from it a little.
God damn. I was just moving it so I could sit back. That's why.
And it went right into your face.
Anyhow, so Claire was over and like he said something like, you know.
He knew like, you were painting or something.
Or
so
he was like, are you free
or-
tonight? Which I was like, what? And I didn't even know. But then I was like, oh, I'm painting. Like, I don't know. It, like if you'd want to come around like 9:30 or 10.
Yeah.
He was like, sure. So I was like, okay, because I was, you know, I wanted a cuddle. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, someone wanted a cuddle and not to pay for it. Okay. You wanted a free cuddle.
I wanted a free cuddle. So he came over that night and I think we just hung out for a little bit and then cuddled really. And then...
This is invigorating. Yes.
Oh, actually, that was one of like, I don't even know what happened. I don't know what was in the water. I don't know what was in the air that night. But we had like a really just like fun, I will say passionate night.
Wow. Yeah. Passionate.
I will say passionate.
That's a word that you don't throw around.
I really don't as someone who used to live in an invisible coffin. That's just not a word I threw around, but like
passionate. No, no.
There was something in the air that night.
Could have been the paint fumes.
Could have been the paint fumes. Also, my apartment was in complete disarray. At one point when we were walking to my bedroom and out of absolute paint fumes. He threw me against my closet, which I was
stop it, stop everything.
So turned on. However,
I do love that.
No one saw except for me. There was a hamper in front of it, so I was actually like doing like a deep V lean.
Wow.
To the point where I had to go, I'm about to like, I'm actually,
I'm
like,
gonna fall.
I'm sliding down. There's a huge hamper. He didn't know. Right. Anyhow, but I was so turned on. Anyhow, so we had a great night.
Yes.
Really, really fun night. Next morning, his mom's in town. He's like, my mom's calling. I'm like, get out of here. Get out of here, you crazy cat.
The fact that he's staying over is big as well.
It is. I'm not as weird about it anymore.
Okay.
But you have to be at a certain place for me to want that to happen.
Well, of course.
So I...
That's a big... First of all, I need to know when you're leaving.
We'll get to that. Absolutely.
Yes.
I need to know when you're leaving. And
this
I need
isn't
to know
a two-day
that you're,
commitment.
I want to know you're a good, not a snorer. Let me put it that way. Because some guys,
snore.
listen up. Okay?
Big snorer.
Actually, one of my favorite pranks to pull, because I like to pull, if I'm in a really fun place,
you
I'm
love
I'm pulling
a prank pull.
When we're cuddling and I'm on their chest and then like no one's talking for a little bit, I'll be like, and then I'll start laughing because I'm like, what would they do? You know what I
what
mean? Because there's
do?
Many a woman who's been in that situation that's like,
yes,
unbelievable.
Out.
Yeah. And you're just
like, great. I'll just entertain myself.
Yes. Me and Winnie are sleeping on the couch.
Right.
So anyhow, so he left that next morning. Great. But then on Thursday, like
a mere two days later,
he was like, hey, like we're I'm out, but want me to come by after? Okay,
excuse
at like 11.
Me.
Okay, which is
okay.
Okay, so what's interesting is, and I'll explain all of this later because there's a lot of headspaces I go into.
Wow.
But I will explain. So
okay,
it's like,
we'll get there.
I'm like, okay, 11. I don't remember what I was doing that day, but I was like, sure. I think I got home like around 10 or something. And then at 11, it was like actually 11:30, maybe 12, which I was like, that's later.
That's a late night.
But the thing is, I was like, I'm in.
Okay.
I'm young.
Well,
I'm
after
thriving.
Like a passionate night on Tuesday, it's hard to
it's
say
hard
no.
to pass up. It's hard to pass up. So I said, you know
it
what?
Is.
I will be awake.
Okay? I'll drink some
here.
Coffee right now. Okay.
Yeah. So I was just watching TV or whatever in the meantime. And so he comes over Thursday. It's like almost midnight. And now this is what's interesting. So he comes in and he is very high.
Okay.
Or he starts. He's like, sorry, I'm really high. He has a pen from hell. I don't know what this pen is. It's like crazy strong. Literally. Yes. And because I've used the pen and like.
Yeah.
My pen, I can do like 18 hits and I'm like a little high.
It's
his,
fine.
I'm like two, you're dead. You're dead. You're
really?
Dead. You're dead.
Wow.
So he came in and remember, it's midnight. Okay. And so he's super high, very high.
Did you know before he came over that he was high or had been drinking or any of that?
Yeah.
You
knew
he was out.
I knew he had been drinking.
Okay.
And that was fine. And then I told him I was rolling a joint.
Okay.
AKA,
we'll smoke together.
I thought we would smoke together.
Okay.
And then he came in. He's so high. And so I'm a little pissed off because when someone's that high, now you've got to wait 30 to 45 minutes because.
Yeah. And also, it's the thing of being in two different places.
We're in two different places.
And that's, you get annoyed. It's like, you're just.
And
yeah.
I was just so confused. Like, I think this is the thing, right? At first, I took it offensively. I took it as like, why did he feel like he needed to do that? Like,
wait, was he smoking with friends or did he?
No, he literally was drinking. He went to drop off his mom. And
okay.
then like. On the walk over, I think it's like he had just taken the hits, essentially.
Wow.
That's what kind
okay.
of made me feel like, I mean, in his eyes, he said he thought I was high. I'm not really sure, but
okay.
In the moment, I'm telling you, I was like a little hurt. And
right.
But I also was like, the one thing you can't do when someone's high is
question.
is question them or make them feel weird. So I was like, just have fun with it. He's speaking like a cuckoo banana. But but I've also been out with Mr. Bagel where I couldn't move my arms. So I can't really judge too much. Sometimes things hit you harder
hard
than
to
you think.
Judge. It's hard to judge. But also it is, you're very aware of it.
Right. I'm very aware. I'm stone cold sober. I mean, I smoked a little, but it was like
nowhere near. Yeah.
Nowhere near. So, you know,
did you try to get to his level? Or
no,
did you just
I
wait
thought
for him
about
to
it
because
even the level he was at, I was like, nobody should be there.
Right.
Like nobody that, should be there.
There's no reason to go.
It's
there.
It's too high. Mm-mm. You know, there's not a lot. That's why I said we'd have to wait, because it's like, he can't function. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, thank you. No, thank
so
you.
So it's fine. Whatever. We like, we cuddle, we hang out. Okay. Everything's fine. Then it's
not
like,
so passionate. Not
it
so
was
passionate.
Still, it was still really, really great. It wasn't
okay.
as great. And also that's because I was on my period, which full disclosure, he is the best about that.
What way? Like he's totally, he doesn't even think twice about it.
God, do I love it. Yeah. I mean, may we all like, I just feel this is how I always want to, you know, like it's just great. It's not even a thing. It's not even a thing.
It's not a thing,
you know,
please. No, it's not a thing.
So, we did that. There was like something very funny where it's like, he then afterwards, like tried to drink water, like choked on water. Like, well, I mean, this guy, and then he was going to say that I'm a blanket hogger, and he called me like a hanket blogger, which I thought was the funniest thing in the entire world. So we laughed for a real, like we had, I was like, this is really fun.
You had
we're
a
having
good time.
Fun. We're having fun. Yeah. We're having a good time. But there was a part of me that was just like overthinking some things.
Okay.
So like in my head, I just, from last time, I'm really trying to get in tune with the fact that I think he's shyer than I think.
Yeah.
So a part of me was like, is he doing that because he's still uncomfortable around me? Like, is he uncomfortable around me? Which, again, now I really think that it was a drunk decision. I don't think, I don't, I hope he wouldn't have made that in a different.
Yeah. I mean, if he had been drinking, listen, we can't judge all the choices that
no,
we make.
No, we really can't.
Yeah.
And if you think I haven't showed up to someone's apartment in a completely different level, you're crazy.
Right.
You know?
Right. And I'm not crazy. So
I would never say that. I would simply
never. So did initially, were you like, he felt as though he had to get high in order to come over? That was your initial thought? Or was it?
Oh, yeah. My initial thought was why?
Why would he do that?
Why would he do that? Why would I told
he made the choice.
Or yeah. Why would he not want to do it? I mean, I think again, he thought I was at a different state. Who knows? But then I also was like, what I'm not going to do is take it offensively. I just like,
no,
I think that who knows? Like, who knows what was happening? Whatever. It was fun. So, but
I'm sure he didn't want to get that high, but he just probably between the drinking and the whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, I thought about the time where I was with Mr. Bagel higher than a literal kite.
Yeah.
And if he hadn't treated me with kindness and made it feel like it was okay, I would have gutted him.
That's
like
not, a fish. That's dangerous.
So, yeah. So I just was like, try to just be that way. And I knew this because when we woke up in the morning, he had a terrible headache. It was like very hungover.
Oh yeah. Lots
and
of
I
drinks.
Was like, oh, I had no idea or whatever. So, but what's interesting also is anytime that Mr. Rain slept over in the past, cause we just have, he always either has work where he has to leave at 7.
Okay.
We've never done a weekend.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. We've never done a weekend. So it's like,
so it's a snooze and then he's out.
Well, okay. So that's the thing. So normally because of that, your girl doesn't need to say anything.
Like,
your girl
fine,
doesn't
you
need
stay
to
over.
Set, doesn't need to set an alarm
right.
because like I know my boy's leaving at 7, you
right.
know? So,
right.
but that morning I think I didn't even set an alarm cause I was like, well, I know that's
going
to go off at 7
right.
or like his mom, he had to leave. I don't even know. So then
right.
it's like, but then it's like 9. Next thing I know, it's 11.
Wow.
And
wait, had you been up? Had you been, was yeah. he asleep the whole time?
No. So like, I think we were up around like eight or nine where it was like, oh, we're talking or whatever, possibly like cuddled. And then like went back.
Were you questioning? I mean, I would be like, dude, you're supposed to leave at 7. Why are you here? Like, do you not
so
have
then at one
be?
Point I said something, and then it was like I didn't know this. He is off for like 4 weeks, 3 weeks.
Wow. Okay.
So he's off. Which I guess I thought maybe he did because I didn't understand. So then right. it was like, oh, he's off. So then it was 9:30. Now it's 11, and so wow. now I'm like, I have a thing at 12. I have like.
That's a big thing because you like to get up and go.
I know it derailed my day.
It derailed your day.
Which like whatever. I've got to figure out boundaries. Like I've got to figure out what I want to do the next day before or while. Who cares? But the point is yeah. like I need to make sure that my day isn't derailed because I get into a weird state where I'm like, oh, well, I don't want to kick him out. Well, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. And that's a tricky thing.
And I didn't have to think about it before because.
Well, you never. Yeah, this was a new situation with him.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And rarely do they stay over.
Yeah.
Like in general, the anyone who comes over, it's usually like, all right, bye, because you want to sleep. You want
to
have your day.
I love to sleep yeah. by myself. Yeah.
Me too. Me too. Me too.
Yeah, it's just nicer that way. So what's interesting is this is what happened after. Okay.
Okay.
So
okay.
I had all those moments and then I said. Am I a fucking booty call?
Wait.
I said, I'm just going to tell you what happened in my brain.
Okay, let's now, go through
and
your
that,
brain.
And that means I'm going to say it in a certain light. So it's like, I was like, am I a booty call? Like, I can't believe.
Like, after he left, you were assessing
I was just like,
everything.
Why was he so high? Why was he drunk? Am I a booty call? All this stuff. And then I had to talk to myself, right? So I had to talk to myself and be like, relax, psycho. Everything's
hey,
fine.
Jesse,
like,
calm down.
Yeah. Okay. You still like you have fun with him. You feel comfortable around him. That's a fact. Next right. time you need to have boundaries so that you know that your days are set. But you didn't
Absolutely.
Have that. You didn't know. That's OK. No one's in trouble. But then what happens in the back of my mind, what I have been trained to do since in the coffin. OK.
In the coffin.
In the coffin is to when things like that happen is to define it.
Yeah.
My instinct is
Absolutely.
To, it's like I woke up from the coffin, like a bat
right,
out of hell,
right.
like the vampire that smelled a little blood. And I said, right. what's the label? What's the
yeah.
label on this? Who
what
are we
is
to
this
who?
Label?
You know, like,
yeah.
do I need him to text more? Do I want to see him more? Blah, blah.
What and do I want? How does he feel about me? Does he just think I'm a booty call? That's not right.
Yeah. So I have that moment with myself. And then I say, Jesse, hey, hey, what? And it's like, this
Chill
is just
out.
What it is.
Yeah.
Like, live in that discomfort, which it isn't even that uncomfortable. Like, just no. be, it does, I don't even want anything right now.
No.
So it would be insane to get into that conversation.
No, it'd be insane.
When
you don't even want it.
I don't want anything to change.
So that's, I think, we are never told to just be okay with what's happening and not try to plan a future or try, because that's our number one goal, right? It's like to find a husband or whatever.
We are taught to trap.
And
sometimes.
To like,
I mean, Patty, whatever. Remember Millionaire Matchmaker?
Jesus Christ.
I remember she was like, don't have sex with him till he's your boyfriend, which like we know I had issues with that. But like all that stuff, which is like until you define it, until you know what it is.
Has to be defined.
Right.
Yeah,
until
everything
you
has
get
to be
a title.
Categorized and understood so that everyone's on the same page, which you know what? For some people maybe after a certain amount of time
or if I had really strong feelings right now
exactly
if I had very strong feelings about him if I really wanted to see him more if I wanted to then I would be like I need to have a conversation because my heart is getting invested
exactly
but, yeah
but if your heart's not that involved
it's
you're
not.
Just enjoying the time that you spend together and that's
right.
about it you're
right.
still you're dating other people
exactly.
it's still a you're just meeting up with availability
totally
That's lovely. It's inevitably, I feel like over a certain amount of time, we're going to just like question. So that makes sense that you're like, totally. Wait, this should be more, or this, or why is this happening, or whatever.
Right.
And the longer that you hang out, he may want to bring it up, or he may feel a certain way, right? Or you may feel that he's getting a little clingy, or whatever. You know, like inevitably, over time, things may shift in what you need from each other and how it's happening, or whatever. But until that,
like, you know, I feel like I had to talk to myself about it because I realized it's just like a knee-jerk reaction. I'm actually really happy with what's happening.
Yeah.
And like his mom leaves today. I'm seeing him tomorrow. Like,
okay.
We're hanging out. We hang out. But I feel totally fine
with it just not, the way it is.
Yeah, with it not having to be something, with it not going in a direction, with it not having to be defined, with me just like kind of just being comfortable with uncertainty, which honestly I've never been comfortable with.
Yeah.
So it was a really great week for me with that.
Good.
Like it was a great week because I really like learned a lot and talked with like my older self that came back, you know what I mean?
Well, the fact that you immediately were like, am I just a booty call, and getting upset by that, that's all you thought men wanted before, right? So that's your insecurity of like your worth and like what they want, but in fact it's working for you.
And
like
that is just what I wanted.
That's what you wanted.
That's what's so funny. I used to always without a shadow of a doubt deny any booty call.
Yeah.
Even if I've been seeing the guy, doesn't matter. I'd be like, it was no, then he'll see me that way.
Yeah.
Like I never wanted, unless I only did booty calls with people I wasn't seeing.
Right.
If you're in the category, like.
Right.
So it's just very interesting. That's just something. It's like, I would just send out texts and no one would respond in time, or, you know.
Well, you'd also send texts to, that was a time.
That
no.
was a I bad mean, time.
That was a bad time. Let's not.
We all know who I was sending texts to, and it was never good.
And no, and those weren't actual booty calls. Those That's you were trying I mean. To get them to be booty calls.
That was
were,
me drunk
happening.
Being like, who's even in this phone?
Right.
You know, but
it was
not a good thing. Not a good
thing.
So I think it was just like kind of realizing all of that stuff and feeling good about just where I'm at. I feel good about where I'm at and where we're at.
Good. Yeah. Good, good, good. I love that.
I love that for me.
I love that for you.
Thank you.
Well, there was a moment early on when you were like, we just always go over to each other's apartments. We don't go out. But then you changed that and you all went out that one night. But then now you're. You right?
Like totally. You and I didn't have to say anything. No. It was just like he even, I mean, maybe we both felt it. Who knows?
Yeah.
So, and we're playing ping pong tomorrow.
Look at that.
We're ping pong players.
You're ping pong players. I love that for you.
Me too.
That's
but
fun.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's just something like fun to do that is interesting.
I love
it. What's interesting about us, I think what's funny, and this might be a money thing, is we just never eat around each other, which I think is funny.
Well, I remember you said that you all ate in front of each other for the first time.
Yeah, when we like ordered late night snacks.
Right. Yeah, maybe it's a money thing. I think, you mentioned.
Yeah, I think it is. But anyhow, that's always like a funny thing to me.
Yeah.
Because even if we just made the food.
Do you want to do that? Or you just think it's funny that you just haven't?
I thought it was weird. And then when we did, I said when we were eating the munchies, I was like, hey, we're finally eating in front of each other.
Maybe he like, oh, I didn't even realize?
I don't think he even, like, he was just eating. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he didn't clock
it.
But I think it's important for me, a little more important, because I did have the eating thing that it
That's
is something that is
you.
A stress for me. So, you know, it's like to go that long without doing it. I think it makes me feel more comfortable to do it so that We right. all it know that I precious. Eat food. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be some secret.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You know, right. so, but yeah, that's neither yeah. here nor there. But yeah.
But that feels like more of a, just the timing, and it happens to be with him 100%. Versus like wanting to have that comfort level with him. Like, you already have that. It's just like,
100%.
It's interesting that we just haven't had food. And, we haven't right. gone out for dinner or whatever.
And in his defense, on our first date, he invited me to dinner. And I said,
and you said no.
Absolutely not. So.
Yeah. So he's like, I'm never asking her again.
I'll never ask her again. She doesn't eat dinner. I had no idea.
She doesn't eat.
She doesn't eat.
She's so petite.
A bird.
She's packs. So petite. She just packs. I love it. Well, I love that he's a close by guy.
Me too.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
I'll say.
Because I was just thinking, like, who's in my phone? But everyone that I could text is like, at least 30 minutes away, if not 45 an hour.
Yeah.
Which by that point, I'm exhausted.
Subway or Uber? Both.
If it's late at night, Subway's going to take even longer.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
Like 610s in the Bronx. That could take like an hour and
Damn.
A half.
I mean, the hope is that you get the itch at like 7 p.m. that we could.
Absolutely. Like, yeah. Or like 5 p.m.
I mean, anytime I've gotten. Like yeah. Anytime I get the itch at like 11 p.m., I'm like, you're a dead woman walking.
No. This it has to be someone around thing. The corner or it's not happening.
It's gotta be.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm very excited for the week to come then.
Me too.
It's going to be good. I've been chatting a little bit, so I may have some fun stories. We'll see.
We'll see.
Maybe I'll just find a random person to cuddle. We'll see. I love it. All right. Well, the question remains. Do we think that love is out there? I don't think we know.
But maybe it's not in an invisible coffin.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Leave that coffin at home, honey.
The creaky coffin. Get out of it.
Yeah.